brother. What's up?
This is a hey, big nice. Party, man.
Yeah, I brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, I'm good. Ooh, we're going to be a good one today.
We got a great guest back with us, none other than Mr. Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for United States Senate. How are you doing, my friend?
Very good. It's so good to be back on, and thank you for referring to me as a candidate for the U.S. Senate and not a politrickster.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, sir.
Well, you know, you're calling out the politricksters.
Yes, I am, sir.
Let's talk about a little bit about you for those who haven't heard from you before, but there are many in the listening audience who gave just great gravitas to you after your last appearance. Let's talk a little bit about who Tom Nelson is and why you are running for United States Senator.
Well, Tom Nelson, I'm just a little old pastor's kid here in the Fox Valley from Little Chute, and as the name suggests, pretty small town I grew up in. So my dad was a Lutheran pastor. I grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood, so those are my values. That is my core, to stand up and fight for the working families, the people that held my back, the people that, you know, gave my family, gave me, gave my sisters a shot at the American dream. And I've learned in time that there are people in this world, like the working families on Carolyn Drive and a lot of working families, hard-working families all over the state that play by the rules, pay their taxes, but just don't ever seem to get ahead of things. And there's just a handful of people where wealth and power is concentrated. And that's not right. And so that's guided my public service from the state assembly to the county as county executive. And that's going to be my approach in the U.S. Senate, to stand up for the working families on Carolyn Drive and all over the state. And public service is a pretty important thing to me. I think it's a high calling, and it's great to be in this race. I should say it's very humbling to be in this race, because this is the U.S. Senate seat of such greats like Russ Feingold or Gaylord Nelson. No relation.
Well, you left out the greatest of them all. He just said he's running for re-elect. Oh, that's... that's the wrong station. I'm just kidding you all. Didn't mean anything. But anyway, you got in this race early. Let's talk about how long you've been at this.
I've been on for 15 months and one day. So we got in October 26th of 2020. And I got in for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons, I kind of made the prediction, unfortunately, that I was right, that Ron Johnson was in fact going to run for re-election, even though he promised that he wouldn't. And so we knew that if we were going to take on someone like Ron Johnson, that it would take a long time, that we had to give ourselves as much time as possible to build a strong statewide organization, which I think we've done. And we've done very well over the last 15 months. I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. And so those were probably the two big reasons why we got in early. I'm glad we did, because if there's one thing you can't get back, whether it's in campaign or I should say in life in general, you can't get time back. And I didn't want to waste any opportunity, because we can't get this. We have to get this right. We have to get this right. You know, Wisconsin, we can't mess this one up. Democrats can't mess this one up. We need to have the strongest possible nominee. And he hinted toward this at the top of the hour, that we need to have debates. We need to have forums. We need to line up the candidates side by side, shoulder to shoulder, virtually or otherwise, so that we can get the information out into the hands, into the ears of the voters, so that they can make the best decision possible.
So I totally agree with you. And if there's anything I can do in the coming months, it is going to be to, over these airways, we're going to be challenging those candidates to debate, because it's one thing to say I'm the person and you should vote for me, you know, and I'll deliver everything it is to your heart desires. But, you know, you only get one shot at this. And
that's right.
Ron Johnson has to be defeated. In order to defeat a man like Ron Johnson, we've got to have people battle tested. And, you know,
I like that word, battle tested. That's a good word.
Well, you know, you look and you see, you know, there are folk with, you know, their pockets full of gold, and there are folk who have name recognition for being professional politricksters. They're in the race. They've been in the race. And so, you know, they want recognition. They want to be known. So, you know, let's get you known for what you're running for. So the people who understand that, you know, you are the person who will be able to address the issues that impact and affect their lives. So I think we're in 2022 now. The last time I checked it, Evan, am I right? Are we in 2022 yet?
Barely.
Okay. But barely. I do remember having you on, and it was 2021.
Yeah,
and you could say, well, that's 2022. That's way down the road. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. It's here. It's real.
Yeah. The time is here. And I've been around just long enough to know how fast that time travels. And it's time to have those people come together and start debating on what it is they're going to do. Because we all understand right about now, Democrats are in a harrowing position, especially as it relates to Senate seats in the upcoming elections. And we need to have strong candidates. It's going to take a strong person to defeat.
Right. Right.
And it shouldn't take, you know, to move a person that can move mountains to defeat a man like Ron Johnson. He's not the sharpest tack in the drawer. But let's talk a little bit about how it is you've got to get to that position in order to defeat him. The best way to do that, you've been around the state many times, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, now it's time to have at it. Now, you've been bold enough, and it's what I love about you, to even send requests to the candidates, to your fellow candidates, to have a debate. Have any of them gotten back to you?
Yeah, we've had two or three got back to me. I think Jillian got back, Adam Murphy, maybe Peter Pekarsky. So four of us. You know, I mean, we could.
Yeah, but not the big shots.
No, not yet.
You know, and so you reached out to Ben Winkler, chairman of the State Democratic Party. What was his response?
Well, I think as soon as I got on to, since I called in, I think that he was finishing up on Devil's Advocate, and he was, you know, they're not going to do it. I had a conversation with him, and the conversation was just as he gave Mike. So that's kind of where things stand.
Did he respond to why he doesn't think there should be a debate?
You'll have to ask him. I mean, I'll let him speak for himself.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, this is my job. This is my job as a candidate. Well, the first one is to try to get elected. I mean, that's what you do when you run for office. That's number one. But I also think, too, though, after that, there's the one thing that we have in common, which is we need to beat Ron Johnson. And in order to beat Ron Johnson, and you said exactly this, Earl, you said exactly this, we have to have the strongest candidate. The only way to do that is you measure people side by side by side. It is the only way to do that. I don't care. You can have millions or you can have billions, as two of my opponents have, or you can have oodles of name recognition, which another one of my opponent has, though. But that's not what is going to decide who is the strongest candidate, to say nothing about doing a good job in the U.S. Senate. So whether or not the party is going to host debates, Earl, I'm going to tell you right now, We're going to have debates. We're going to have debates on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to have debates on Devil's Radio. We're going to have debates in Wausau. We're going to have debates in Eau Claire. We're going to have debates. Hey, look, if no one else wants a volunteer space, we'll have debates in the Nelson living room. Whatever. I'll go whenever, wherever, do whatever. You know, that's my attitude. And I wish that, I would hope that all the candidates have that same attitude. And not just because I think they should have it, but that that's what the people expect. That's what the voters expect. The voters expect you to take the time to go to their community, to talk to them, to lay it out, what you want to do, how you're different than the others, have them make that decision so that when they go in the ballot booth in August of 2022, so if this is 2022, that they can make an informed decision. And people want that.
You know, Tom, I get it. I understand the people who are, you know, the front runners and the money behind them. And they hear a guy like Tom Nelson, and this is what I mean by politics. And they hear a guy like Tom Nelson with ideas and who's speaking on behalf of the average Joe. And these other folk have the money and name recognition. And they say, well, and the people who handle them say, we have nothing to gain by debating a guy like Tom Nelson. We don't need to have his name out there. We want to keep our guys' names out there as long as we can, because it's beneficial and advantageous to us that we do that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Mr. Tom Nelson, who's a candidate for United States Senate. Our phone lines are open, as always, with Mr. Nelson at 844-967-2789. It is great to have you back on the airways, my friend. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.